Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. It's Monday morning. Time to catch up with Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Gilly. How are you doing?
Going really well. Look, we've really been testing ourselves of late with the world that we've been living in. And we also test ourselves constantly with obstacles and barriers that we put in front of ourselves from our own thoughts, our feelings, and I guess a little bit of lack of self-belief too.
So true, my friend, so true. I mean, we've got the obvious things doing our way at the moment. And if you're running a business, excuse me, or just simply, you know, trying to do something from home while the kids are learning, you know, at school, it's a tricky situation, right? But most of the things that I've experienced over the last 17 years of having my business, quite often, like you said, are man-made. They're made by us through our beliefs. And it was never more apparent. It was incredible. I was doing a virtual session with a company probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. Yeah, it was 4 weeks ago. And doing my brain blinker session with them, so we were identifying limiting beliefs and ways we self-sabotage and fear. Like I know all your listeners have heard little bits and pieces before. And so this was just one of the normal sessions that I do. And I'm watching the audience. Normally this would be face-to-face, of course. We're doing it virtually on Zoom. And I'm watching all their faces. And people. And at the end, they all send me a little note saying, thank you, it was great. All that. It was lovely, you know. Got some good feedback from the client. It was wonderful. Just on Thursday of last week, I got this email, and it was a contact form on my website, so it doesn't say who or whatever. I think, oh, that's unusual. And quite often on the website, it'll be people asking me to do work, right?
Yep.
But it was this lady who just put in a message, and it was so heartwarming. She said, Anthony, I'm just emailing to say thank you so much. I've told myself, and she's speaking in first person, of course, I've told myself that I'm not a creative person, that I'm not an ideas person, and I've realized for the last 10 years of my professional career that that's been really holding me back. She said, it was 1 hour with you. We did a virtual session for 1 hour. And obviously we didn't get through all of the brain blinker stuff. We went through mostly around limiting beliefs. She said in that 1 hour, it's had such an impact on me that I've managed in the last couple of weeks to practice what you said. And now I hold something different. And wow. She said, thank you so much. And it was just so inspirational to me. And honestly, in all the things that happened on that day of last week, that was the one thing that rang in my head and kept me going. Because not a pat on the back situation. It was more that someone had the guts and the courage to make a change, to actually remove a barrier that they've put themselves. And maybe they hadn't been aware that they put that barrier down. Most people aren't. But had become aware of that barrier and then decided, you know what, let's shift this. And it was really, really inspirational.
I think the thing about what the course that you deliver and the information that you are giving, it's such an internal process. It's easy to facilitate because you don't have to then get in as a group and we've got to brainstorm this. It's something you can do within yourself.
Yeah, and it's a self-awareness. It really is a practice of self-awareness. And it's interesting that, you know, I've been paid to do this for nearly 17 years. And it's done mostly in the corporate setting. I have worked with schools, of course, and in individuals, you know, one-on-one coaching, et cetera. But 95% of the time, it's in a corporate environment. And we're dealing with things like that. We're dealing with people who say, oh, I'm not a good leader, or I can't learn to be a good leader, or whatever it may be. There's so many we deal with. So it's getting the mirror up and saying, hang on, let's just check in on what we're actually saying about ourselves or our team or our company. And you're right. It's that introspection perspective that's the big one.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com. If you'd like to find out more, thank you, mate. Have a great day.
You too.